under 20. Finish it under 20. She said, "Oh, it did." So I said, "You go back." So No, I says, "This is 20, the poor thing beside it. And these are 25. I said, "You didn't say that before." "Oh, yes, I did." He said, "Oh, well, I'm going to waste my time here arguing with him, you a dead eye." So I took that. And then when I get it home, he took them inside worse than the other. He did a big lot of oil on it, and that was oil though.
Yes, yeah, well, it's not so bad as
that
the oil.
One
is it?
End, you know.
No, and then
so we had to settle for that, but it was an inferior one we had. Plus, he said it were 20, and then he changed his mind to 25. So.
And are they feather lined, or are they?
No, they're.
Ours is feather, isn't it?
Well, we have two.
The
one that we had before we came
13
here,
ton.
That was 50 odd pounds.
Yeah.
It's a father, Fothergate, is it? Fotherby or something. And it's filled with duck and down. And it's 13.5 ton. That's their base. It's
yeah.
A king size. Now that is too warm. We only put that on in winter.
Mm.
And it's too warm in summer, isn't it?
It's amazing.
But
it's amazing how much heat it retains.
Yeah.
Well, then we decided to get one for summer. And we went on the market, and I think, was it a 9 tug, that's all?
Tall, it's a very large.
I think it's either 9 or 6.
I was telling you that we bought that in
yeah.
And it were
£9.99,
yeah. Weren't it? And we
yeah.
Find that we put that on in summer, and it keeps us warm even when weather just goes
yeah.
a bit,
yeah.
you know, dodgy.
That was a Sunday market.
That was a Sunday market.
Ah, this is a big, thick thing it is.
Yeah.
It's warm enough, like, I'm not coming.
And what is it? Is it this one that we've
it's
got?
It's fibre stuff.
This is
yeah.
fibre that we have on this bed.
Manny, we found that.
Manny, this is
we
easy,
found
I'm
that
sure
other one at 9 job. That one with
sure.
Fibre and whatnot. We find
oh,
that, all right.
Yeah.
I find it's real.
Well, when I first came out, I bought one at, that would be about 50 quid somewhere on there, ducked down.
Yeah.
And it's done all right, but. Oak feathers seem to have gone to outside now.
Yeah.
Although we're shaking it up,
yeah.
They all seem to stay outside, you know, can't seem to.
This on the smoke, on,
no,
the,
that's a
on
point,
the square
yeah.
bed, is a downland and it's got hollow fibre.
Yeah.
But I think it's top value, John, it's only 4.5.
Now then, that's.
Only 4.5. And it's plenty warm, isn't it, in
summertime. Once you're on that system, you've got to have a light one and a heavy one.
Yeah.
Because you have to make arrangements for the weather.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Ah, well, I suppose we can always put other back in winter, in summer, you know.
Yeah.
But that one, that big one. Down there it is too hot in summer.
Oh, it's
we keep it on and then we decide, oh, I'd like
summer
to come up, I can't sleep with it. So warm. And yet we've found it's fine.
Mm.
Well,
Freda's sweating now, but she seems to have a bug in her or something. Because it's more like a burning than a sweat. It,
yeah.
She seems.
I'm not surprised are you with the weather, where it's changed.
No,
well,
it's very changed.
Well, it's mild this morning,
it's
isn't
gonna
it?
It's going to be warmer today anyway, it says.
Yeah.
Later on these showers are going to ease off.
Oh.
That's their forecast anyway.
But which market did you get it from?
Oh, the main market. But I didn't like him, like, and I played like I said, you know, I can give over going to them devils.
The oil that's on, you can get it off easy enough, can you?
Well, I had a go and it wasn't doing so well, so I left it,
yeah.
It's inside cover, it doesn't
yeah.
See.
What
it,
quantity is it? Is it?
Oh, it's in spread, no, it's about that bigger diameter.
Yeah.
It's obviously scraped on somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but you know, it's there, that's the only
yeah.
thing.
And that morning we bought ours, it was in summer and it was a Pakistani girl.
It was, yes. She looked really to be new at the job, but she was very young and.
She's not there now.
Yeah.
The store's not there now. And all the thick ones and thinners are all alike,
£9.99.
Well, I thought it's
and they're all good
to
quality.
Visit the last 12 months.
All good quality,
yeah.
They look,
and
they?
Clean,
yeah.
Very clean, yeah.
But it's a
well,
matter
they were
of luck.
Wrapped up, weren't they?
It's a matter of luck when you go in the market.
Yeah.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
If you go to a major store, if you go to Marks and Spencer or somewhere like that, it's on a return basis. But with the market, it's a little bit here today and gone tomorrow.
Like
but you can be lucky, you see. I mean, we were lucky with that.
Oh, yes.
Very
yeah.
fortunate.
Well, I wouldn't have taken the first one back out of it. I mean, it was wouldn't have bothered me if one had spots that were on it. Because this is worse mark than that was. But you get, it's obviously oil where that's is in that was blood.
And what dog is it?
The Dane.
Yes. That's right, it is, it's like ours,
every year's
ours, which you
yeah,
really
yeah.
want
to
win.
Well, we had a blanket on and all, and we took that off.
Well, that's, I should think so, no,
but
God.
You know, that one what Pauline has on her bed, what we got, that's only thin.
Very, very light.
But you know, we might feel cold when we get in at first. Oh, we haven't been in long before, it's
no,
warm, isn't
no.
it?
No, if you use them as they should be used, they're all right. But really, we'd have a blanket on in winter, and it wasn't necessary, you know. Because the nearer it is to you, the warmer it is.
Do you want a coffee, Ken?
Yeah, somewhere I think so.
When you're on blankets, and you've been brought up on blankets, you're used to blankets.
Mm.
And I always felt if we ever changed onto this new system of these quilts, I wasn't too sure. But once you change, I don't think you ever want to go back, because in winter time, when it's a bit cooler, and you put more blankets on to keep warmer, and then it becomes heavy.
Yeah.
But
oh,
with
yeah,
this
no,
system,
no.
they're not weighty at all. No. And I have long feet, you see, and if I have my feet straight up like that, it's a pressure.
Them old blankets, we have some, because we need them when they come. I fold them and put them on camp beds. Oh, they are heavy, them blankets. And you know, we used to have about four on, didn't we, at Queensbridge, Jan?
Yeah.
Used to get up feeling tired.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And washing them is another problem.
Oh,
isn't
it? It is. It's terrible. Because I don't think you can get, I don't know whether you could get a, I couldn't get one in my other washer.
Well, you get
yeah,
one.
Couldn't you get one in that Princess that you got first?
Yeah, but not in my, not in my twin tub, I couldn't.
No,
Letty used to take them and wash them for me.
When we first got married, not first, we went with down in Markham. She went to the hospital for, when she had this hysterectomy before that. Maybe when you brisk me up or something like that. I thought I'd do a good job here, I'll wash blankets. I put them in near boiling water, didn't I?
Oh, I know, you're woolen.
No, I wouldn't have known that. I'd have done that.
John would, I don't think he knows what to put in there, do you?
The smell was awful, and all they were really good blankets, really good wool blankets. Oh, heck of it.
But they last forever, don't they?
Oh, they would have, wouldn't
they? They would if you hadn't
put them
in
the
right
way. It was a big double, it went to about a seal. Good Lord.
Wool is the best warming commodity there is.
Yeah.
It is with clothes, it's the same with you, if you get wool.
Carpets,
clothes,
anything.
It was real. They were really good blankets. My mother had bought them for this.
That's a good present, isn't it?
Nah.
Do you remember Frank bought us one, that pal of yours in the army? He bought us, but he worked, they owned it.
Well, Hartley's the knitting wool people of Keithley. He's so nice holding with him. There were one or two lads in our unit who were sons of manufacturers. One was Crawford Biscuits, you know. I soldiered with him. And I don't know if you remember, but anyway, Frank at Keighley, of course, when we got married, he came up and got us in blankets, didn't he?
Well, he used to visit, didn't
he?
He
used to visit, yeah. But we've lost contact with him, really.
Well, you do over the years, do you? I mean, he never got married, did he? And he had a different life from
us.
Well,
he had a different life too.
They went in different circles from us, I mean, they were mill owners.
And when
they were very
nice,
though, weren't they, Johnny?
When you've got a family anyway,
you
tend to drift away,
yes,
don't
you? Yes, you do.
I was big mates with a lad at Connolly. Yeah, they skipped in, you know.
Yeah.
Time of the year we drifted apart.
That's a grand
family.
Oh, Connolly. We used to go regular after a Sunday run, didn't we, to
Connolly?
Yeah.
Railway Hotel.
That's right, Railway Hotel. Yeah.
What
remember?
Did they call you, mate, then, at Connolly?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because we knew somebody called Jack.
He used to play cricket for Quinn.
His father had a public house in Keighley, and then when he got married, Jack, he bought a little business in Keighley, which didn't do so well, so then he went and lived in Connolly. Yeah. Down Shady Lane.
Ah, that's Shady Lane.
It's
my mate lived down that area, and then he moved on to the far end, Keighley end.
Yeah.
There's a row of houses right on bank top.
On the right, yeah, there is. End. At the other
yeah,
side, yeah.
Right at the far end. Well, the kind of half semi half terrace there, yeah. There maybe three in a block or something like that. Well, he took second from the far end, and their lawn is high up. Off the road, you know. So I dug under the lawn and put a double garage in.
That's good, that's clever.
Under the lawn, like.
And it moved some stuff there then.
It was a council house when he moved in, and he come to me, what it be, 10, 12 years since. He says, I've chanced to buy that house. He says, you want 15,000? He says, what do you think? I says, grab the hands off, yeah. So do you think so?
And a good area as well.
Get hold of it, and the view is terrific. Yeah. It looks right down Air Valley, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And watch all what's going on right down that valley. Anyway, he bought it and he put this double garage over the people. It seemed a lot for buying a council house.
Yes.
But in the position it was and everything.
Yes, and now.
So he got it and it's a real cracker, it is. Real good house.
The area is well. We've had lots of picnics there, haven't we?
Yes, well, it weren't far from where we lived. Yeah. It didn't take long, did it? About a quarter of an hour at more.
When we started to go there at first, there were a fella from Keighley who was a weaver, and he bought a bit of land at the side of the chapel. What is the school?
It was a dirt road, wasn't it?
It's opposite the park. You go into Connolly.
Yeah.
The park's on your left,
yeah.
And it's the first road on your right.
Yeah.
There's either a school or a chapel there on your right, just before the road forks.
Uh-huh.
And he bought that land there, and we went quite regularly for picnics there, because we love the area.
Well, you used to go fishing there, didn't you?
Yes.
Connolly.
We love that area there. Well, he bought the land, and we saw him at different times. Build his bungalow, which is a lovely bungalow.
Yeah, right from Scott.
And his son helped him, but I think later on there were a little bit of disagreement with regards to how much work there was. But anyway, they finished the bungalow and it's grandiose. But if you go down that road even further, there was a couple there bought one of the houses.
An old one.
Yeah, and I don't want the gift for it, but it would be very reasonable. But it's a lovely situation. Yeah.
Because people are doing that now.
Well,
they're buying old houses, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're
buying. That's look on that couple up in the Dubbing Lakes there. They bought a barn that had been done up.
Yeah.
But it was already done up, like, and they bought it and moved in, and now planning are saying that it wasn't a reconditioned place. They pulled it down and rebuilt it, so it has to come down.
Oh.
And they bought it.
Oh dear.
Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it?
And a bit lucky thing it couldn't come that way, like, they don't seem to be giving it all to them. And it was nothing to do with them, they bought it. And they would have a search done, as there is when you buy houses, isn't there?
Yes, yeah.
Problem is, solicitors are wrong. Solicitors are wrong. I mean, that's what you pay them for, really.
Yeah. But apart from that, the bloke that sold it must have known.
That's probably why he sold it.
I think it was in his agreement when I met it that it was only a face-up, it wasn't to pull down and rebuild.
They're nice, these houses, but we've said, haven't we, John,
We wouldn't like to live in them now at our age.
No.
They're too remote. I mean, yeah. Even at Broughton Le Sands, there's some lovely bungalows.
There is, yeah.
But even there, if you haven't a car, you're lost, aren't yeah. you? I mean, you're not here. If you can't drive,
you're right.
You find that you've got to give your car up. You're still near shops and doctors yeah. and everything, aren't you?
Your post office and
you're not bothered with buses, you needn't go anywhere, need you? Just if you, as long as you can walk.
Yeah.
But talking about up the Dales, if you think of the marvellous place that there is around Aysgarth, but, blimey, winter time when it's snowing. You're absolutely lost, aren't you?
Well, we went through Dent Valley yesterday, and that way, you know.
Yeah.
In isolated farmhouses.
Yeah. Yeah, they're lovely. They look lovely in summer.
Oh, they do. You know, yes, they do. I mean, going back 47 on there, 46 when that big snow was on.
Well, 47? 47, 46, wasn't it?
46, 47.
No, that's right, yeah.
And 40 previous to that. I mean, Dent was just wiped off the map, you couldn't get to it no way.
Yeah.
Even train station, all they were showing were gutters along station buildings, you couldn't see any buildings.
So we've never been at Dent station, you know, we've never been on the station.
Oh, we went past there yesterday.
I've often said that we'd go and have a look.
Wasn't it Dent? When we went up onto the Roman battlement, isn't
no.
that
no,
Dent?
No,
no, no. No, you go. Well, that's where I always go, is through Barbon. Through Barbon, then into Dent. And Dent is strung out about 5 miles or 6 miles, you know. It's just that Dent itself is soon after you get over from Barbon.
The only thing I can think about is that stone monument in the middle of the square. With a bit of a stone. Chiselled stone.
Cobble Street.
Cobble Street. Mm.
Well, you carry on from there and you go along, 5-6 miles through Dent Valley, and then you come to the point of the station. It's a quick turn left, and it's up by that.
Yeah. We will go there sometime. But
is it far from you?
Oh no.
No.
Well, I went to there.
Half a day's.
And then over to Garsdale. Then headed for Kirby Stephen at Moorcock Inn, turned left at Moorcock Inn. Back to, trying to come back, into Teebay. And then where the flash was, so I had a cup of tea, was looking down on the motorway. Like stopping there in the afternoon, because you often get them tornadoes coming, whizzing down below you, you know, you're looking down on them as they come past. Yeah.
That's why we go to Bali through Stephen.
Kirby Stephen.
Kirby
Stephen.
We can go that way, yes.
Well, you can't
now.
Yeah. And it was just 95 miles when I got back here.
Mm.
After that,
Well, you see, you consider that quite a journey, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I said to John, how far are we going? Because I'm not keen on going a right long way.
No.
I like to go short. Out and have a walk and a picnic, but that to me is a long way.
Well, it's a long way.
It isn't
when you come to Consonance. You can go from here up to Tebbe. You can go in no time. You can be there in a very short period of time, because as soon as you get on the motorway.
Because we've said we'd go to some time up to up motorway, John Scotland. No.
Carlisle.
Oh yeah.
But
I could do Carlisle.
But you really need a bit more daylight so that you can go in the morning and you're not dashing back.
No,
gentlemen,
it's a traveller. You
well,
what
I
you
know
said?
He's a traveller.
You know what you said?
No.
1 hour.
1 hour? Oh,
yeah.
When you get on the motorway.
Once you're on the motorway.
Yes. I would like to go to Carlisle.
I'm not from the Carlisle.
We took his caravan up that way a few years ago. I can't remember, what they call it, what they call the name?
I don't know,
Up by Carlisle. Scylla.
Scylla?
Scylla. Oh, ah. Yeah, Scylla. Mm. We've just been once there.
Ah, well, from here, the best way for Scylla to... Well, if you're not in a hurry, he's up to the lake.
So. Yes, it is.
Well, yesterday...
We went straight up the motorway.
On the way back, we caught at that place where you were talking about, that warehouse.
Oh, Mills Hand.
No, no. Mills Shop. We went into Lancaster.
Went on the riverside.
Oh, really?
Parked opposite the baths first.
Yeah.
You know where the baths, that
yeah.
Overflow. Then we walked into Lancaster, into the shops. And then after that, we went on there for that and had our picnic by the river, mm-hmm. River Lough. So we said, well, while we're there, we'll go in. Well, what a poor shop it was.
It's
we lying. Just laughed. They were all wallpaper. I expected to see all kinds of things, you know.
No, it used to be grand,
yeah.
Did it? What is
but oh, a lot better than
oh,
it is
oh, well,
now.
It were very poor.
A lot bigger than it is now.
Yeah.
Where you're going, now you're going to right, don't you? Well, before you went straight in, as you turned in the corner, you went straight into it and it was all on that building and that end.
Oh, well, cut it down then.
Oh,
they have,
yeah.
Because it was just boxes of wallpaper.
She wasn't interested in showing us anything, was
no,
she?
No, she wouldn't be.
No,
no, no. You said to her,
is this it?
Is this all what you have then? Well, she says, what were you wanting?
She said,
well, this is I wondered about clothes, you wouldn't know up there. Well, she said, we do sell working clothes, don't we? We sell working clothes. There are about two shirts and a towel and a pot towel that I can get for about 50p down there on the market.
There wasn't much bottle at all.
No.
We went.
In fact, another couple went in with us and
they came out some of the way did.
Some of the way did.
Now there's another on Caton Road that I've never been to it. I reckon. I've never been to it.
But you better take in your sandwiches, we imagine. And
well, you waste so much time.
I enjoy sitting
that's the secret.
You do.
That's
looking.
The secret.
Yeah.
And then you might not find anything worthwhile.
No. No, I like. I'd rather have a blue with me, you know.
I would.
Neighbour waving you.
That's that Barbara,
isn't it?
Yeah, Isabel. She used to live.
Who's it?
Further down, her mother did, didn't she?
Yeah. We call her Black Barbara to differentiate from other Barbara.
And she's black hair and black
Barbara. Yeah. Oh, they're Black Barbara.
How is she, Barbara, next door? I haven't seen her.
Pretty good fettle.
Ah.
She got over that feeling low. Situation.
Yes.
It must have been tragic for her, really.
Well, you're bound to get depressed when you sat on your own for hours and hours and hours.
We had a call, a talk with Pauline on Friday, her mother-in-law, you know, Michael's mum, fell Thursday night. She got up to go to the toilet during the night and fell. Michael was sleeping there, fortunately, because he's working in Yorkshire. And she'd got a pain on her elbow anyway in the morning, so I took her to hospital and she fractured. And they operated on her same day. 2 hours operation. I haven't heard anything yet. Sunday and they were going down to see her hospital. Well, I mean, that's terrible, one arm or living on your own. I don't know how she'll manage. Pauline says she'll have to have her up there and have to have her up there for a while. It'd be terrible though. One arm.
Aye, very awkward.
I mean, if you live on your own, you can't even peel a potato with one arm, can you?
No. Well,
she couldn't get a job as a washer-up, could she?
Yeah,
no.
Your own ablutions are bad enough.
Ah,
it?
Well, that's
well,
right.
Yes,
yeah, you know.
I mean, how do you put your tights on with one arm? How do you
fasten?
You go and
realise
you get your dressing gown on and cough, but then you can't use your dressing gown properly, can you? You can only
well,
put
no,
one arm in.
Round,
only
yeah.
Put one arm in.
Yeah. Around.
Very difficult.
Oh, it must be.
And when you're not so young either, it makes it all more awkward still. Although she's fairly well, isn't she?
She's very
she's
active.
Fairly
active
yeah,
yeah, she's very active.
Mm. Yeah. Wrote up on Macintosh's toffees and
sweets.
Yeah.
They could eat as many sweets as they wanted.
Mm.
She says they got sick of them,
well,
smelling everything.
The better saying you can have as many as you want because you don't want them then.
No,
it's psychological as well as getting fed up with them, isn't it? If they're there, you don't want them. It's when you can't have them you want it.
Is your daughter keeping her out?
She's just at the moment, she hadn't a complaint.
Oh, that's good.
I said,
touch wood, as we say.
What's your troubles today? We haven't done it yet. That's marvellous.
It is, and it's lovely when you know that they're all right.
Last thing was they got a fancy brown sink. They didn't want the stainless steel, they had done this fancy brown thing.
Yeah, Barley has one. The mid-sottom soft,
it's a fancy enamel, but it isn't enamel,
is it? It isn't enamel, it's a soft,
same sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it has a vegetable thing on one side.
In the middle, that's right.
Anyway, she was pouring potatoes, and Richard had just come on pouring potatoes, and there was this crack, and they didn't think much about it. Just as Richard said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm doing anything, I'm just pouring potatoes." He said, "Well, where crack?" She said, "I don't know." They looked in and it just cracked right across.
And it really is a fire, you wouldn't think.
Well, they'd have been, you'd have thought they'd be desperate for that, wouldn't
they? Yeah, that's right. And it was that bad, it was leaking, right? So there's a bit of a struggle to get them to come and look at it and fix them up again. Well, they didn't fix them up, they gave them a new one, but he put it in the cell. There was always something wrong, there's a rule, but this time everything was happy. Marvellous.
Well, Pauline's a devil for punishment, I would say. She's got both lads at school now, you know, and she's all day. And she isn't one for sitting around with Pauline. She likes playing, you know. And she did take a course on baby minding. And she passed everything, like. She could baby mind. But they have to have a fence built from the back garden. Because there's an opening from the back garden and it's onto the drive and then it's onto the road, even though it's a quiet road. So she's waiting for him to come to do that. Anyway, somebody rang her, didn't they? And they asked if she'd have a little boy 4 months old, Thursdays and Fridays all day. And she's starting this week with him, so. I said, four months old. And I said, well, that's just the way you want them, the better. But she's looked after her neighbour's two children, hasn't she, for so many hours a week. And she didn't mind it at all, lots of things. Well, I've got them to school, that's it now.
In fact, she wanted more children.
She'd have been married, I think. She wasn't married until she was 30, over 30. She loved children, and I think she would have had more because she's had two miscarriages and she's got these two. I think she would have had because she loves
them. Well, she has enough certificates to have gone to teachers training college. Now, I always feel, although I think she's quite happy now, but for myself, and I'm always tempted by the fact they have 12 weeks holiday, you know, all in one go from teaching. Yeah. I think she would have been better as a teacher because, as Joan says, she is very taken up with looking after children, very much so.
But she went in a library and she got...
She was, you know, there's a period of time where they sort of leave the grammar school and they don't just know what's going to happen. Mm. She got the forms from the teachers' training college at Shipley near where you were. Well, she got these forms, but it didn't go on. You've got to fill them in, and then it happens. But then suddenly she came home one day and she said, I've got a job. So I've got a job at the library. And then she seemed to be very settled.
Yeah.
Very settled in the library. She went for the interview and she said she'd remembered everything that the teacher had told them about how to present themselves at interviews, and she went down. And the librarian says, well, asked her a few questions, and he says,
sugar.
I'll put some water in for it.
He says, what do you think you'll have to do in a library? And she says, she sat still, you know, with her hands folded and all like that. And she says, Well, she said, I think you collect the books and stamp them and put them back on the shelves. And she said they all laughed, but she got the job in opposition to a few other people. So she got the job and she was quite happy, really. But then,
you're
lad,
about the sauce, right?
No. Being a librarian,
put your own sugar
being in the library staff is being a librarian is a fairly responsible job, really.
Oh, it is, yeah. One of our drivers is his wife's in this library here.
Yeah.
But she's the right library type.
Oh, Polly. Oh, blimey. She's always. When she was younger, she was always ready for setting off, wasn't she? Polly was always ready for setting off. And
what, when she was at
home? When she was younger,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yes.
And this one, they have two kids. And they haven't got a television. She won't have a television at all. They have to be studying all the time and that. I know it's a grand thing is education,
oh, thanks,
but they want a bit of
fun. Put your own sugar. Oh, yeah, of course you don't. Here, will you have a biscuit?
No, thanks,
no. Malted milk biscuit.
We have to invite you up here, you know, you're on free to some evening.
Yeah, well, when you're free, you're on free.
Yeah. You know, we've been to your house a couple of times. And
yeah, you only had a brutal second time. You really do at our house.
Oh.
You get settled overnight, you don't feel like studying.
Well, in winter you don't, do you? You don't feel like it in winter time.
Well, I don't stay up very late.
You don't?
Well, I don't know.
Sunday went to bed.
I'd rather get up on a morning.
The cloning of Joanna. Went to bed, didn't
you? Oh, some of these films make me people.
And I stopped up to watch Snooker, and it went on until after 12.
I saw it was on.
After 11.
I wouldn't have minded, but I can't stop up at that line.
Did you see Judith Chalmers' holiday programme?
I saw some of it.
Did you see that boat?
Yeah.
Joan, if that is repeated,
I fell asleep, and I'm not. We must watch
that. That's the most it's the most wonderful ship I've ever seen.
Yeah. Great, wasn't it?
It didn't look possible to get the theatres and everything.
All the stuff they had on it.
Terrific. Now the prices weren't so bad either for 4 days. 400 north.
Did it show Scotland first?
It showed.
Yeah, well, I remember that, and then just sleep overcame me, and I closed my eyes, and next thing I knew, John says, well, I wish you'd have been away to see that.
It's unbelievable.
Sure, rest and be thankful, Judith Chalmers.
Oh, resting before coronation.
Rest and be thankful.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She's good, isn't she? She's very good.
She's a good girl.
She has. I wish I had a job like that when I was young. God, you're going abroad.
Well, this morning I was listening to Roy Noble on the Welsh radio programme, and he was talking to various people, and he was talking to one young woman who'd been in a certain area in Wales where they were filming, and she'd gone to see this filming with Alan Ladd and all these, you know. And anyway, she went into the local chip shop, and the assistant for the film, the labourer, came in and ordered 40 packets of chips, and he was saying, oh, well, the film, you see. So she thought, well, I'll go down and see what's happening. So she went down to the pier end, and they were all doing the performance, and the producer says, now, all you people there, he says, that's interesting. He said, would you all go on to the pier? He says, and talk, he says, and be, make it, you know, make it interesting. So they all pile onto the pier, and they film what they had to film, with the pier in the background and all the people that were on the pier, so this girl was on the film, you know. Then after it finished, he thanked everybody. He says, now then, don't walk off the pier. He says, will you, as you're going off, walk past the the table at the end there. An old bloke gave him £3.10 apiece. Right. You're saying with this lad, said, well, it's the easiest £3.10 that I've ever earned. Good though, that, isn't it? I'd like the beer extra. Not for the money, just to see how they go on.
Well, that's if you can be wearing Coronation Street.
We could have been in that, we could have been in Emmerdale Farm.
Oh yes, we were.
We went to Emmerdale Farm, went down to the pub, you know, and I saw the old vicar, and we saw one or two others that were involved in it. And I was talking to one of the young producers that were there, and I said, if you short up some extra, I said, me and my mate will be extras, you know. Well, she says, you dressed just right for it.
Flat caps.
She says, you're just right for it. She said, but she said, we've really finished filming for today, which they had. She said, but if you'll come tomorrow, she said, we're filming the dog race.
That's right, yes.
She said, you're going to be in that. But of course we didn't go.
No. Well, we're just staying at the house.
Well, a while back, we kept running to Markham and then a young lad, it was for this, they ran a series for pastime pursuits, you know, and fishing and one thing and another. I think even boy fishing supposed to be. Mm. So we ran into Markham and they asked us to go back to Endicott Farm again with this lad on. Nobody else, you think, got rid of all the passengers. Then run back down and he has his head out the window running in and photographing getting off and filming and went out of front there and that. Well, I never did anything, all I did was stop in my van. Yeah. I hadn't to put my head out, I hadn't to be seen.
Oh, that's sad, isn't it? I'd want to be seen. Even if you were on him, back him.
Anyway, I'd be left at the driver, says, here you are, fiver. You know, you're tenner between it.
Very good.
And it means luck.
Very good.
Well, it part of you, you're as mad as
heck. Oh, bravo, bravo. Jealousy. You see what money does, don't you?
Well, you see, going back in them days, a fiver and a tenner were a very nice people, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was that.
And I remember when I worked on Flack Station in Germany, there was a plane crashed up on Burnmoor, as we call it, right above Flack Station there, right up top, miles from anywhere.
That's worth going to see, no, Clapham.
I were at Signalman's old jalopy and went up. I wasn't old enough to drive at all. He said, I think you. Well, I took them hills and got to a cart track that was going over to somewhere where this plane would be, you know. And local policeman's coming back. Where are you going, Ken? I said, I want to have a look at this plane crash. He says, you needn't bother yourself. He says, this is about most of the race. And he two bits us. Parachute bags with pilot all in bits.
Oh,
blood coming through. I said, no, that'll do, mate. And I jumped in the car the way back. He never said, how about me driving car, let it do. You know, but I think he was that upset with this.
Had
only him gone up. So I went back and a bit later, phone run. Dalesman publisher he was, but he also did a bit for one of dailies or something like that. He said, can you give me any information? So I told him all I'd found out, right? And he come down a few days later and he gave me £2.10 as it was then, you know. I was amazed at him. Well, I thought I was passing a bit of gossip. He paid me for it.
That's sure.
He says, any time you see anything or hear anything that's of value at all, come and tell us, and he said, we'll pay every time.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Was that the Dalesman?
Well, he was Dalesman editor, but it wasn't for the Dalesman, it was for some local paper, or even might have been Daily Express or something like that, you see. They were agents for these papers, for any news.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew Dalesman editor very well.
Well, strange enough, we have a connection with the Dalesman editor. Mm. It's only very tenure, but it is there. A neighbour of ours were very keen on looking after animals, stray animals and all like that. Emma. Well, she was also a poet. However you judge these things are entirely up to those who are writing, those who are receiving them. But I thought she was very good. She wrote some poems about us, really,
yeah.
Just off of the cuff. Which
it was all in Bradley Auction. She would go to these affairs and stand up and recite them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And well, she used to write, she used to send these to the Dalesman man. That's right, the Dalesman, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, editor Dalesman.
That's right, she was, and it didn't take to her, really, I don't think.
Well, I think he kept some, but she didn't get paid or something.
No, she wasn't.
So, no, there was some funny business about it.
Well, can I say that, thinking about it, it might well be that the Dalesman was the only vehicle that wrote in Broad Yorkshire. He might have been inundated with people saying.
Yes, because there is a Broad Yorkshire.
So, you know, he might have had more than he really needed.
Yeah.
But she never really got on with him.
She'd wake up during the night and couldn't sleep and go down. And she'd write a poem. And it was a story.
That's the one I could write a poem at middle of the night when I can't go to sleep.
It was a story.
Be a stinker and all.
She wrote one called Queensbury, and it was about our village, called Our Village. And about the churches and the pubs, didn't she? And the people, the strange people that live there, you know, the strange abbeys. And then she, as I say, we lived next door to him. She wrote one called Neighbours, and it were all about the family.
Mm.
Wasn't it, Jennifer? Yeah. You'll be quite
all kinds of things, yes.
Mm. It wouldn't be edited at Arnhill, though, would it?
No, we're going back quite a while.
I know, I'm going back. He originated it, I think, this chap I'm on about, Scott.
I suppose there's more than one
going
person.
Going back about 35 years now, aren't we?
There's more than one person checking these things.
He's probably been out of it that long, you know.
Yes,
And this was, 1950, somewhere on there.
Yeah.
Well, the only film that I've ever been on, and I must say that I've been on Pathé News.
Mm.
I must impress on you.
Don't forget to tell Ken that you dance with her with it as well.
Oh, I'm not going to mention that. That was
just. But Michael says he's a name dropper.
But
Johnny, you're a name dropper.
When I was on Pathé News, it was at the time when Edward the
another cup.
No,
Edward the Eighth. You know, abdicated.
Yeah.
Prince, you know.
Yeah, Prince Edward.
Well, he came to Queensbury because the Foster's family were talking about giving the Victoria Hall to the village. Mm. It was owned by the John Foster and Son, you see, so they were thinking about giving it to him. Now, and he came to Queensbury and he went round the mill, and I was only very tiny then, very small then. And my grandfather went to the cricket match and he took us in the pram. You know, there was me and Joe. We were very, very tiny. We were sat on this bench at the other side of the cricket field. The captain of the cricket team was Captain Foster, which was the owner of the mill. So naturally, the news to make a little bit of a programme, I suppose, photographed everything, and they photographed the cricket match. They photographed the cricketers with the...
And you were on in your job.
And we were on at the other side of the field. We were actually there, my grandad and me and Joe. So, Joe, I'm sorry, but we are, we're celebrities. I'm sorry.
Do you remember at that agricultural show? At Otley? No, with Auntie Agnes we all went.
Oh, we did.
And they were filming Emmerdale there.
Yeah.
And actually, when we did get a photograph from Telegraph, didn't we? There was a photograph. A really good one of you looking at some wool and we're eating ice cream or something.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
But when the show came on the telly,
they cut it down, don't they?
We were off.
They showed it there and we were there
because it was the people that were on were next to us.
Yeah.
We were just cut off, weren't we?
We're not camera shy, are we?
No,
if we can get on, we'll get on.
Well, you push forward, you'll get on if you can, I don't.
I think we left somewhere when Queen came to Morecambe. I'm afraid there's a crowd and my mother was there and all. Because I couldn't go, so they allowed two for each railwayman. Two people could take a position.
That would be all right, wouldn't you? You'd be right in that at railways, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Railway boom.
Well, they built all the seats, tiers of seats in the area.
Yeah.
All big flower beds and all, so it was sheer waste of money, really, but it was nice.
Yeah.
Sells the area, nearly sure it shows my mother and friend,
I wouldn't know where it was now.
You've always lived here, have you, Ken?
No, moved here in January 54.
You were further down the line, weren't you?
I was at Newby, near Clapham.
Mm-hmm.
No, at Little Sheffield on Main Road. Have you been on that way towards Clapham?
But since you were married, have you lived here?
Oh, we were married about 2 years, 12 months, 2 years before we came here.
Mm.
I was redundant at Ingleton. I was at Ingleton, you say, as a guard. And they closed that line, so they offered me here all Blackpool. Well, I took here because Freda lived in Blythe Valley and my parents lived at Clapham. It was
nearer
for each, to visit each, you say.
Yes,
but
yeah.